This is Philip Grant, and this is WGXC News and Weather for May the 28th. Today, the National Weather Service has declared a hazardous weather outlook for the region, including northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. A chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 1 p.m. Some storms could be severe with heavy rain. Areas of fog before 8 a.m. otherwise partly sunny, with a high near 88 and a low around 67 degrees. I'll have a full weather forecast for you in a moment, but first, let's look at the weekend review. Bob Arena reported in the Register Star that Assemblyman Peter Lopez announced his plan to seek re-election on Friday. The announcement was made at the hydroelectric station in Stuyvesant Falls. The Scoleri Republican is seeking to represent the newly formed 102nd District, comprised of all of Greene and Scoleri counties, parts of Albany, Delaware, and Otsego counties, the towns of Stuyvesant and Stockport in Columbia County, plus the town of Saugerties in Ulster County. According to Arena, among Lopez's priorities is tax relief for families, support of farms and small businesses, job growth, ending unfunded mandate, and promoting quality public education. You can read the full story in the Register Star. W.T. Eckert reported in the Daily Mail that Lopez and fellow Republican and Assemblyman George Amador were endorsed by the Greene County GOP at its official convention on Thursday, May the 24th. Amador of Rotterdam is hoping to win a seat in the state Senate representing the newly drawn 46th district, which encompasses Greene County and a part of Ulster County. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Nathan Nayberg reported in the Register Star, the building located at 25 Railroad Avenue in Hudson has received a clean bill of health. A report issued by the environmental consulting firm Nelson Pope & Voorhees, commissioned by the United Public Service Employees Union, found the site contains, and I quote, no immediate or existing threat to human health, unquote. Earlier this month, the Columbia County Board of Supervisors approved the purchase of the building, which houses the Department of Social Services at a cost of nearly $1.3 million. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail, the Haines Falls Free Library was recently awarded $55,747 in construction funds from a major New York State grant program. Funds will be used to renovate the former Marion Center to be known as the Mountaintop Library in Tannersville. Haines Falls was one of 192 libraries chosen statewide. Haines Falls is a part of the Mid-Hudson Library System. That full story you can read in the Daily Mail. W.T. Eckert reported in the Daily Mail that the Dragon Garden restaurant of West Cooksaki is facing charges of poaching fish from the Hudson River after a raid by the State Department of Environmental Conservation last week. Following a week-long investigation, DEC police charged and ticketed Dragon Garden's owner with illegal possession of untagged striped bass in a restaurant and illegal commercialization. More than 40 pounds of a variety of fish allegedly taken from the Hudson River and Cooksaki Reservoir were found on the premises. That full story you can find in the Daily News. In education news, John Mason writes in the Register Star, Dr. Neil Howard Jr. was recently named Taconic Hills Central School Superintendent. Howard has served as principal of Taconic Hills Middle School since 2008. He succeeded Mark Spassato as superintendent. Effective in September, Howard is a resident of Churchtown and the son of retired Hudson City Superintendent Neil Howard Sr. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Trevor Alford reports in the Register Star that the Chatham Central School District Board of Education is now accepting letters from individuals interested in filling the vacancy created by the resignation of Francis Lacanetti in April. A candidate must be a resident of the district, be at least 18 years of age, and be able to read and write. Letters will be accepted at the district central office through the close of business on June 14th. Interviews will be held during an open meeting on June the 26th. The successful candidate will be chosen that night and serve for 1 year. That full story is in the Register Star. Finally, John Mason, he's reporting in the Register Star that the Germantown Central School District Board of Education has agreed to amend its 2012-2013 budget proposal and reduce the proposed tax levy increase to 1.75%. Well within the limits of the state-mandated property tax cap. Voters will return to the polls on June 19th for a second vote following the defeat of the board's first spending plan. Germantown was one of 24 budgets defeated statewide, according to New York State United Teachers. The appropriations and expenditures details of the new budget are forthcoming as a result of a number of staffing adjustments made by the board this week. That story is in the Register Star. And a full weather report. As I said, the National Weather Service has declared a hazardous weather outlook for the region, including northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. A chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Some storms could be severe with heavy rain. Areas of fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 88 and a low near 67. Forecast for the next 3 days? Well, tomorrow will be showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 1 p.m. Some storms could be severe with heavy rain, mostly cloudy, with a high near 85 and a low around 63. Wednesday, a chance of showers, mainly before 8 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 81 degrees and a low around 54. Finally, Thursday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 74 and a low around 49 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 5:23 a.m. and will set at 8:23 p.m. for a total length of day of 15 hours. All non-essential federal, state, county, and local municipalities are closed today for Memorial Day. Post office, banks, and schools, districts are also closed today. This is Philip Grant for WGXC News. Be safe and have a good day.